a little bit of introduction, some notes about our summer. This was the church's 38th consecutive year serving with the Appalachia Service Project. We'll take it. It happened to be the 50th summer for ASP serving. I think they were around for 51, but the 50 actual years of service, they gave us a cake. It was good. This year took us to Ashland, Kentucky. It was a real city. It's in the corner of Kentucky where Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia all come together. So some people got to stand in three states at one time. I wasn't one of them, but I blame Ray. Is he here? No. We work for 10 different families. I think the dominant work this year was flooring. There had been so much flood water that it just rises up and it has just gotten under trailers and homes and they don't have any kind of foundation, so a lot of flooring needed help. We've gotten pretty good at laminate flooring it, but they brought in some new kind this summer that really threw us. It was very tough, but we managed. And I got to tell you, one of our college crews, I'm still just always impressed with this. They built a retaining wall, but not the normal kind. They carried boulders. I'm not kidding. You'll see the picture. They were this big, and they built in this whole wall. So that was gorgeous enough. And then what little bit of ground that gave them on the top, they built a porch. It is a gorgeous picture. You'll see it. So a lot of work done. Our home for the week was South Ashland United Methodist Church. I don't know that we've ever stayed in a church before. I wrote them a thank you note because I can't imagine what it's like after 8 weeks of kids live there. Although we cleaned up really well, didn't we? Okay. We celebrated J.L. Wood's birthday, and Dave McKinney was crowned princess by the male leaders. They have this thing they pass on each year. You'll see a picture. We start each morning with a dance. I would like to say it's to get our hearts pumping, but really it's just fun. And somebody drove by and saw these guys all dancing and invited them to come down the street to the food fair, where a lot of us stop for drinks and chips and stuff. And so the food fair people and the bank people across the street truly enjoyed watching them dance. Then later, Ray and I were in the food fair, and they all said, your kids were just so polite and so kind and, you know, didn't make a big fuss while they were in the store. And I'm like, my kids did that? No, I'm just kidding, because I think I didn't doubt that for a minute. We had an unfortunate Bible drop right during worship on Sunday, and actually, it was on purpose. I threw my Bible down, and I basically said, we've never been in a town with a mall before. You're not going to the mall. Anybody confess today that you went to the mall anyway? See, nobody went, so that's great. They found a million other stores to go to, but nobody went to the mall. We spent a little bit at Walmart, I think. Yeah, they made out good on us. We want to thank some people. Judy Plymeyer and her friends, her gang. I'm not even sure who it is. Do they have a name?
UMW Quilt Ministry.
UMW Quilt Ministry makes us these house pillows. There's one on the altar. And so we stuff them when we get there, and each crew signs one and gives it to the family. And I swear, this one family, this woman clutched that pillow like it was gold and said, you know, I'm going to enjoy this as much as I enjoyed the work on the house. We want to thank Glenn Tudor for helping. He always helps us with our logo and finding a place to spend the night. But mostly we want to thank you, the congregation. We know this is a very huge undertaking. Your support through like the auction, especially the auction and our gas cans and prayer partners, and just the general encouragement that you give your youth. They know that they are really blessed to be in a church that loves its youth. So we thank you very much for giving us this opportunity for 38 years to be able to see this different culture and serve the poor. There, you'll see pictures of our work and the beautiful people we met. There are many, many more in the fellowship hall. Now you will hear some reflections from some of our volunteers. I think, why don't you all come on up? I want Natalie will go first, and then Grace, and then a whole crew together, which is kind of a new thing for us. And they have a little video that goes with their production. So,
good morning, church. My name is Natalie Reitzis. For those of you who don't know me, I am Betty and Roger McWilliams' granddaughter. I go to St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Delaware. It's a fairly small church, and we don't really have a youth group or a big youth program, so I was very excited to join the team going on ASP this summer. I would like to say thank you to all of you for supporting the youth here and giving me the chance to be able to go on ASP this year. I was really nervous the morning that we left for the trip. I have been on mission trips with my church before, but there were no more than 10 people on the entire trip. With this trip, there were so many people. We were out for ice cream one night towards the end of the week, and my crew was still trying to explain to me who was related to who. But everyone was so welcoming, and it was such a pleasure meeting everyone. I think my favorite part of the trip was simply how much I could feel God's presence throughout the week. He was there the whole time. As I was meeting so many new people the morning we left, I was overwhelmed by the friendliness and kindness people were showing me, especially the people who were in my car on the way down. The time flew by as we discussed how we felt about the most recent episode of The Bachelorette. We were all very passionate about that at the time. Then, when we got to Kentucky, we had an evening gathering and devotion. I really enjoyed it because the devotion was done by someone in MYF. Later that night, Lee mentioned that she could use another person to do a devotion a different night of the week. To be honest, when I heard that, I thought, you know, maybe I could do it, but then I just kind of waited to see if anyone else wanted to volunteer before I said something. I decided that I should try it, and as I was writing it, I was very excited because I had a few different ideas, and it was so fun just trying to put all the little pieces together. When it was time for me to give the devotion, I got super nervous. I knew I was prepared, but something just felt off. But the minute I stood up and started talking, I could feel myself calm down, and I realized that I was fine because God was there and I had nothing to worry about. I felt God's presence at my crew's home very often. The house we were working on was in pretty bad shape. When we got to the house that very first day, our assignment was to be turning their attic into a bedroom for their oldest son. Unfortunately, that didn't work out due to some problems that we were unaware of at the time. At the end of the first workday, we didn't know if we could go back to the same house. But thankfully, the next day, we were able to return to the same house, but just work on a different project. That was such a blessing to my crew and our family. We were all sad to see each other go, but we made some awesome memories at our house. And thanks to Facebook, I just saw on Friday a picture of the mother and daughter from our house at the weekly ASP picnic. They were hesitant to come when we were there, so it was just so great to see that they're continuing to go and enjoying their experience. Overall, I love the entire ASP trip. Everything from the staff, to the work, to all the laughs that we had. Also, all the people that I got to share it with. All I could think about on the way home was, oh, I hope that I can start coming to MYF now. The problem is that I live about an hour and a half away, so when I asked my parents if I could start coming, they were obviously thrilled about the 3 hours of driving that they would be doing if they took me. They did, however, say that I could start coming once a month so that I could stay connected with everyone and continue to have great times like I did on the trip. I'd like to say thank you again because words cannot express how much I loved being a part of this wonderful group this summer. This is such an amazing church, and I'm so glad that I had this opportunity. I hope that I can keep coming on ASP in years to come, and I pray that I will continue to feel God's presence in any situation that He throws my way. Thank you.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Grace, and this was my fourth year serving on ASP, and this year I got to serve a woman named Edna, who was in her early 50s. Edna lived with her daughter, her daughter's boyfriend, and her granddaughter, and it was a full house to say the least. That week, my crew and I worked on leveling out their living room floor and installing new flooring, so we pretty much were just chiseling away the floor all week. Towards the end of the week, there was a lull in our work, so I went over to Edna and I talked with her. We talked about how long everyone on my crew has served on ASP. Our crew leader, Tim, has served for 10 years, but we also had some first-timers. In the midst of our conversation, she asked me, "Your name is Grace?" And I responded, "Yes." And she asked me, "Do you realize what a special name that is? Because to me, you are all God's grace given to us, coming here to do what we can't do ourselves." That got me to thinking. Names as far back as biblical times have meant something. Every single one of you sitting here in church today, your name says something about who you are. And Edna got me to thinking about how my own name applies to me. Am I Grace? God's grace given to others. During the week of ASP, it is easy to be God's grace with a whole group who has done this, who has the same mindset as you, to be in real Christian service. But am I graceful in normal everyday life? With having only a very short 48 hours before I head off to college, how can I take God's grace and put it into action outside of the 1 week of ASP? Expecting to have a very busy college life schedule this year, what can I do to show God's grace onto others? As my faith has grown over my high school years, I've tried to put it into practice, to extend grace to others, especially those who need the light of Christ in their lives. There is a song that I'm sure most of you know. It says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." A song that people have applied to their lives for hundreds of years with their own interpretations. To those who want a different perspective on the song, ask anyone who has served on ASP. They will most likely say that for one very special week, ASP, we are all amazing grace. Come to save the blind, those who are blind from God's everlasting love. Those who question a God who could possibly put them in a situation where they have lost all hope and don't know where to turn next. Hopefully, once they see God's love shown through us, and they turn to God. God's grace has meant a lot to me, and I hope I can answer the call as Isaiah did and say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Anna, and this year my crew consisted of our leaders, Rick and Chip, and Chip is currently in Costa Rica, that's why he's not here with us, then myself, Bella, Eric, and Tim. We were assigned to this little house that belonged to Sean and Angela. However, they are not the main focus of our story. Instead, the focus will be on Dan, who is their next-door neighbor and Angela's father.
So Dan had a carport at his house that he graciously allowed us to eat lunch and do all of our woodworking and laminate cutting in, because almost every day it would downpour on us, and it would have destroyed a lot of our work if had he not allowed us the carport. And the week, because of that laminating, had been tedious and a little rough on us. And towards the end of the week, he really made it special when he did something for us.
On Thursday, we were sitting under the carport eating lunch when Dan came out to visit us. He gave us these little crosses, which you'll see a picture of, with Ephesians 2:8 on it, which says, "God saved you by his grace. You have been saved in faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." Written across the top of the cross is faith, and grace runs down the middle. Meeting in the center is the letter A, which stands for the all that God gave for all of us.
All right, so after that, Dan started talking about how he writes his own music, and he makes all these songs and stuff. And so naturally, we asked him to sing for us. And he sang the most beautiful song about the crosses that he just gave to all of us. So once we finished, we all finished our meal, and we got together and we prayed together, and he just went back inside. And we all sat there, really amazed that Dan was so grateful for us. We weren't even working on his house. He was just grateful that we were there, helping out, and just being there, and that was very special to us.
Pretty things to look upon, but you know there's a little wooden cross on my wall, and to me it's the prettiest of all. Across the cross was written grace, up and down length the word faith. He wants you to believe and suffer no loss, but see the beauty of love on the old rugged cross. Now the little wooden cross on my wall, when you're passing by you may not see all, but it's on the cross he gave his all for me. My eyes was open and now I see. Across the cross is written grace, up and down length the word faith. He wants you to believe and suffer no loss, but see the beauty of love on the old rugged cross. Yes, see the beauty.